بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, this is our 33rd session, reading from التوضيح والبيان لشجرة الإيمان, the clarification and elucidation of the tree of faith, by Imam Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah. Tonight, inshallah, we continue with where we left off last week, with the few remaining fruits or benefits of Iman that's mentioned by the author, rahimahullah. Last week we began to talk about Al-Iman being the shelter or the place of refuge or the guide, source of guidance for the Iman in every situation or circumstance. We mentioned the first two points that the author mentioned, and inshallah tonight we're going to try to complete what remains from it. Before we do that, inshallah, we want to take a quick look at some of the points that we discussed last week from the modified questionnaire study guide for lecture number 32. Any of the last few questions we didn't cover last week, inshallah, we're going to cover them this week, so we took those questions off, and inshallah, they will come with the questionnaire study guide for tonight. Okay, so from last week's questionnaire study guide, the first question was, where do the shukuk, the doubts or uncertainties which harm one's iman or one's deen, where do these doubts come from? And the author mentioned two or three things specifically that these doubts come from. And he said that these doubts which cause harm to a person in their deen come from, number one, the shayateen, al-ins, wal-jinn. And he also mentioned along with that,
and
nufus al-amara bisu, yani the soul of the human being that commands one with evil. So these whisperings, yani these thoughts, they come from outside of the human being as well as inside the human being. So a person has to defend themselves from all of this with the medicine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The author said there's no dawa, there's no medicine for these destructive diseases, doubts and uncertainties, except what? Except naam, talib. Tahqiq al-Iman. Yani the realization of Iman. Yani actualizing one's Iman. Acting upon what is required by Iman. Both from the perspective of knowledge as well as from the perspective of action. Knowing what is required for a believer to know. Knowing, having knowledge of Iman, the knowledge, the sciences of Iman, as well as the actions of Iman, inwardly and outwardly, the actions of the heart and the actions of the limb and the speech and so on. So the realization, the actualization of Iman is the only medicine, the only cure for these diseases, the sickness of doubts and uncertainties. The third question, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam detailed the beneficial dawa, yani the beneficial medicine for the disease of doubts, in three parts. The first of them, or one of them, naam, Abdulwali.
Desist from the thought of doubt itself.
Desist from those thoughts. Yani don't continue to allow those thoughts to remain in your mind, thinking over them and reflecting upon them, to stop it. To stop it, to cease from it. Naam. The second?
Isti'adha.
Naam? Isti'adha. Yani seeking refuge in Allah from the evil of the one who has cast these thoughts into your mind or into your heart. That is from shaitan. And the third of them?
To say amen to billah.
Yani al-ittisam. Seeking, yani protection from, yani iman. The source of one's protection from every evil, that is, yani, saying, reflecting upon, identifying what is required by a person from this statement, Amantu billahi. When a person says, I believe in Allah, what is required? And he believe in Allah as yani, the one, the only, the unique, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all the worlds, and so on. Yani, realizing this Iman. After this, the fourth question, mention the qaida, the rule or principle derived from the ayat, from the Quran that the author mentions, فَمَاذَ بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Yani, so, after the truth, what else can there be except error? What is the principle that the author mentioned from this? Yani, from this particular ayat?
Whatever opposes the truth is falsehood.
Yani, anything that contradicts the truth, that is inconsistent with the truth, that is incompatible with the truth, then it is automatically false. Whatever opposes the truth is automatically false. كُلُّ مَا نَاقَضَ الْحَقِّ فَهُوَ بَاطِلٌ. And this is a very important point to keep in mind to help a person to protect themselves from falsehood. The falsehood that they are not familiar with, that they don't know about, that they don't know the proof against it. Whatever is contradictory to the truth is false, whether you know the evidence for it or not. If it is inconsistent with the truth that you know, then you know that it's false. Question number 5. Give a few examples mentioned by the author of situations in which the mu'min, the believer, must seek refuge or guidance in their iman. And in the beginning of this particular topic, that iman is the malja of the mu'mineen, he mentioned several different pairs of situations that a person, as examples, that a person would seek refuge in their iman, that they would turn to the iman for guidance, for direction on what they should be doing. Yani, what is required of them in terms of the rights of Allah upon them, the worship of Allah that is dictated in this particular situation or circumstance. So from amongst those things that he mentioned was
sadness
and its opposite, happiness. Yani, what does a person do in this kind of situation of happiness, joy, and when they are enjoying the things that they love that make them happy, or in the opposite situation when they are sad, or when they are troubled, when they are having situations that are not pleasing to them. He mentioned other examples?
Difficulty and ease.
Now, when a person has hardship or difficulty and when a person has ease. And he also mentioned?
Obedience and disobedience.
And he mentioned al-khawf wal-amnu. Any fear? And safety, security. When a person is in fear of the enemy, for example, or when they are secure and safe. These are examples. But he said, and other than that, from amongst those things, those situations or circumstances that every human being must necessarily be subject to in life in this world, from amongst them is fear and safety. A person is going to be in fear of something that may harm them, or they're going to feel safe from it. They're going to be in a condition of obedience to Allah or disobedience to Allah and so on. Happiness, sadness, and so on. Alaykum salam. Question number 6. What does Iman guide the mu'min to at times of joy and the acquisition of that which he desires or loves? What does Iman guide the believer to at the time when a person is enjoying those things that they love, those things that make them happy? What is required by Iman? Na'am.
To further praise the one who bestowed upon them that which pleases them and use it in a good way.
Now, to praise, to glorify, to extol the one who granted these things to the person. The things that you are pleased with, that you are happy about, that you love, to thank him, to praise him, to glorify him, and then to use the bounty, the blessing, the favor that Allah has given to you, to utilize it in a way that is pleasing to the one who has given it to you. The last question is our closing question for each week, that is mention some of the 16 thamarat, fruits, and or fawaid, benefits of Iman listed by the author. Some of the benefits, and this question really is a reminder to us so that as weeks go by we don't forget some of these very important matters. From the fruits of Iman, number 1, wilayatullah al-khasa, the special guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number 2, Ridwanullah wa daru karamatihi, the earning, enjoying the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His place of honor. Number three, protection from the fire. That a person who has complete and perfect iman, they would be prevented from entering the fire at all. And even a little bit of iman would prevent them from remaining in the hellfire. Number four, protection. Protection, that Allah protects the believers. And number five, hayat al-tayyibah, yani the good life. Yani that a person, even in this world, has comfort, rest, tranquility, contentment with what Allah has decreed for them. Number six, the actions, that every action and every speech is determined to be valid and complete or perfect based on what that person has in their heart of iman and ikhlas. Actions and deeds will be judged according to their acceptance and their validity, and their perfection is determined by the iman and the ikhlas that is in that person's heart. And then number seven, al-hidayah, guidance to as-sirat al-mustaqim. Number eight, comfort, yani consolation that a person, due to their iman, enjoys in spite of the calamity that has befallen them. Number nine,
the love of Allah,
and the love that Allah places in the hearts of the believers for those who have iman and do good deeds. And after that, ten, raised in rank, yani that Allah raises the rank, the station, the status of the believers, or rifa. And number 11, glad tidings, the bishara of the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 12,
have
one's sins forgiven, al-maghfirah, yani that iman is a means through which, or a cause for, due to which a person's sins may be forgiven. Number 13, okay, and before that though, but benefiting from yani admonitions, from exhortations, from signs, from reminders. And before that he mentioned the success and guidance, al-huda wal-falah, that iman is the reason due to which a person is given guidance, and the reason, and that guidance is the means through which a person attains success. And number 15 or so, removal of doubts. And before that we had one very important one, al-shukr wa-sabr, that is due to iman, that a person is thankful when they are given good, and they are patient when the opposite of that befalls them. And then the removal of doubts. And the last one we had, we started last week, in the end of the session last week, that iman is the malja al-mu'mineen, yani is the refuge, the source of refuge or sanctuary that the believer goes back to for guidance. So these are, mashallah, some of the many benefits of iman, some of the fruits of the tree of iman. Tayyib. So let us continue with this point. In the Arabic book it is listed as point number 15, and I guess in English it's 16. From the fruits of iman is that it is the malja, malja'u al-mu'minina, it is the place of refuge, the recourse, the sanctuary, the source of guidance and direction for the believers in every situation or circumstance. And last week we talked about two of them, at the time of al-mahab and surur, when a person is enjoying the things that they love and things that make them happy, that they praise Allah and glorify Him and use it in the way that is pleasing to Him. And we also talked about the time of makari and ahzan, when things that you dislike occur, or the things that make you sad or cause you to grieve or to be to experience sorrow, that the person also turns back to iman in this situation, and finding consolation in the iman and the halawa of iman, and the reward that is based upon the person who is patient with those calamities, and so on. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to take the next point that the author, rahimahullah, mentions. And perhaps we'll look at the next two together, as Sheikh Abdul Razak, hafidhahullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, has mentioned his commentary on both of them together. So we'll look at them together, I think. The first of them is on the bottom of page 83 in Arabic. Let me see. Khawf, fear. Naam. Page 80? Times of distress and difficulty. Times of fear. On the last paragraph on page 80, just before the ayah from the Quran. Fear. At times of fear, they recourse to faith. Page 80. So, the author, he says, وَيَرْجَعُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ عِنْدَ الْخَوْفِ. Yani, at the time of fear, they turn back to the iman, they return to the iman, seeking guidance and direction. Yani, how is the believer supposed to act when they're experiencing fear? فَيَتْمَئِنُّونَ إِلَيْهِ. So they find peace and tranquility and comfort in their iman. Yani, the iman is a source of tranquility at the time of fear. When a person is in fear, yani, iman reassures them. Yani, وَيَزِيدُهُمْ إِمَانًا وَثَبَاتًا. And it increases them in their iman. When they turn back to iman at the time of fear, and they put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it increases them in iman. It increases their iman. And it also increases them in thabat, in making them firm, so that they are not, yani, troubled. So they are not troubled by whatever it is that causes fear. وَقُوَّةً وَشَجَاعَةً. And it also causes them to be strengthened and to have courage in that situation that, and it causes the human being to fear. فَيَدْمَحِلُّ الْخَوْفِ. And in this way, the fear is decreased, it is diminished, or it actually vanishes completely from their hearts. Yani, the fear that has afflicted them when they turn back to iman. And this is as Allah the Most High said concerning خيار الخلق, the best of creation. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the people who are the best of creation after the prophets and messengers, that is the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. Allah said concerning them in Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 173rd and 174th ayat, He said, أَلَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمْعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. That indeed, the people said to them, the people, the nations, the groups of people have gathered against you, so fear them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا. But because they went back to their iman, then their iman increased them in iman. وَقَالُوا. And they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Yani, they were increased in iman and confidence and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, Allah is sufficient for us. And Allah is the best wakil, the best one to be in charge of our affairs, to dispose of our affairs. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلًا. So they returned with, yani, the favor and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, he says, indeed, the fear decreased, or it vanished from the hearts of these chosen, elite, select of the people. That is the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At this time, when the confederates, when the allies, the disbelievers of different types of disbelief and different nations gathered together in a confederacy against the Muslims. And the believers, because they had recourse to iman, yani, Allah removed the fear from their hearts. He removed the fear from their hearts. وَخَلَفَهُ قُوَّةُ الْإِيمَانِ وَهَلَاوَتُهُ وَقُوَّةُ التَّوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَالثَّقَةُ بِوَعْدِهِ. So after that iman, Allah removed the iman from their heart, and what followed it, what replaced it, was strength of iman. Yani, their iman became stronger. وَهَلَاوَتُهُ. And they experienced the sweetness of that iman, the happiness, the joy, yani, of iman. وَقُوَّةُ التَّوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And strengthened in their reliance, their dependence, their putting their trust in Allah. They were strengthened in their tawakkul ala Allah. And as well, الثقة بوعده, their trust, their confidence in His, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. So because they had recourse to the iman, because they turned back to the iman to find out how they are supposed to act in this situation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them by removing the fear from their hearts and replacing it, yani, with greater iman, and replacing it with, yani, the experience of the sweetness of iman. and strengthening their trust in Him and their confidence in His promise to the believers that He would not abandon them, that He would grant them victory, that He would grant them success, that they would not be overcome by the people of disbelief. And the promise of Allah is true. No doubt. After this, the author, rahimahullah, he mentions the opposite side of this, yani at the time of al-amn, safety and security. وَيَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ عِنْدَ الْأَمْنِ. So they also turn back to their iman at the time of al-amn, when they are safe and secure. فَلَا يُبْطِرُهُمْ وَلَا يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ الْكِبْرِيَاءَ بَلْ يَتَوَضَّعُونَ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَتَيْسِيرِهِ. So, as a result of them turning back to the Imam, it doesn't cause them to become arrogant and reckless. It doesn't cause them to be proud because of their condition. Rather, it humbles them, causes them to humble themselves. And also, they come to know, وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ, that is, that this safety and security, it is from Allah. It is from the fadl, the favor and bounty of Allah. وَتَيْسِيرِهِ. He is the one who made it easy for them. He is the one who has facilitated their affair. So when they are reminded of this, فَيَشْكُرُونَ الَّذِي أَنْعَمَ بِالسَّبَبِ وَالْمُسَبَّبِ. So in this case, they are thankful, they are grateful. They show appreciation to the one who has favored them, who has blessed them with the sabab, the cause, and the musabab, and the effect. Meaning, the amnu, yani, is the effect, their condition of being in safety and security. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one also who blessed them with the sabab, the cause, the means through which they attain safety and security. It is all from Allah. The safety and security, as well as the cause of that safety and security, is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, so they are thankful to the one who, yani, favored them with the cause and the effect. The amnu wa asbabi, yani, with the safety and the causes, the means that led to their safety and security. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا حَصَلَ لَهُمْ ظَفَرٌ بِالْأَعْدَاءِ وَعِزٌ أَنَّهُ بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ لَا بِحَوْلِهِمْ وَقُوَّتِهِمْ. And they also come to know, yani, with certainty, that if they have achieved success or victory or triumphant over their enemies, they come into a position of power and might and honor by overcoming the enemies, that this is by the power of Allah and the strength of Allah and the favor of Allah, and it is not due to their own power or strength. That it is really from Allah alone. So even in the time of safety and security, they don't become reckless, they don't become proud, they don't become arrogant, but rather they realize that this is a favor from Allah. It's not due to their greatness or their might or their strength or their intelligence or whatever means, materialistic, yani, sort, whatever they have. It's not due to that, but their safety and security is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and therefore they show gratitude to Him, the one who has blessed them with this safety and security, and the one who has blessed them with the means through which they achieved it. Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Musil al-Abad, al-Badr, hafidhum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them, he says in his commentary concerning or related to these two points, he says, هذا اللجوء إلى الإيمان عند الخوف والأمن والخوف والأمن ضدان. يعني this is how the believer, this is what the believer is expected to do in turning back to their iman for guidance, for direction, for knowing how is Allah supposed to be worshipped in this situation or circumstance, at the time of fear and at the time of security. And these two things, fear and security, are opposites, are two opposites. They are the opposite of one another. So if a person is in a condition of fear from the enemy, for example, then they turn back to their iman. And in their iman, they find that the iman will place in their heart tuma'nina, yani tranquility,
And it will increase their heart, will increase them in thiqa billahi, trust and confidence in Allah. وَتَوَقُّلًا عَلَيْهِ وَتَفْوِيدًا لِلْأَمْرِ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Yani when they turn back to Iman, at the time of fear we're talking about here, then Iman allows their heart to enjoy tranquility. And it also gives them an increase in their heart of confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning every affair, turning it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani our affair is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this case, the khawf, it is reduced, it is decreased, or it vanishes completely from the heart. وَيَأْتِي بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى النَّصْرِ بِمَعُونَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And then what follows that, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is victory, by the help, yani, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by aid and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they enjoy victory over the enemy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, as the Shaykh mentioned in the text of the book, the Shaykh Abdul Razak is reminding of this particular ayah, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمْعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Yani, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the people said to the believers, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the people, the nations, the tribes, the different factions of the confederates, the allies, yani, they have joined together to fight against you, to destroy you, so fear them. But rather, instead of fear, when they turn back to the Iman, their Iman increased them in Iman, and they said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best one, yani, to take charge of our affair. This is how the believer turns back to their Iman for guidance, for direction. And as well, this turning back to Iman also results in increase of Iman, increase of strength, and increase of trust and confidence in Allah Azza wa Jalla. ثُمَّ حُصُول مَا يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَعُونَ وَالنَّصْرِ وَالتَّأَيِّيدِ. And then, after they turn back to the Iman, and they enjoy an increase in Iman, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and confidence in Allah's promise being true, then they also achieve, yani, what results from that, and that is, they get help from Allah, and aid from Allah, and support from Allah, yani, to make them successful. The saying, فَزَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, the Shaykh, حَفِظُ اللَّهُ, he says, this saying, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, the meaning of it is, اللَّهُ كَافِينَ. اللَّهُ كَافِينَ. Allah is sufficient for us. Sufficient here meaning what? That we don't need anything else. We don't need anyone else. Allah is sufficient for our affair. وَنَحْنُ فِي كِفَايَتِهِ وَنَصْرِهِ وَمَعُونَتِهِ. And we are, yani, putting our trust in His sufficiency and His support and His help, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in another place in the Quran, in the 39th surah, Surah Az-Zumar, 36th ayah, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is not Allah sufficient for His worshipper? Yani, indeed, the meaning is, Allah is absolutely sufficient for the one who worships Him. And the saying of Allah in another ayah, Surah At-Talaq, 65th surah, 3rd ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَصْبُهُ. Yani, whoever puts their trust in Allah, tawakkul ala, depends upon Allah, relies upon Allah exclusively, then Allah is sufficient for him. Allah is sufficient for him, yani, in all of his affairs, to bring about whatever benefit he is seeking, or to repulse from him any harm, in this world as well as in the next life. Allah is sufficient, totally sufficient. And then the Shaykh, he closes this particular point related to fear, and he says, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْمَعَانِيَ الْإِيمَانِيَّةِ الَّتِي يَعْدُرُونَهَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ يَدْمَحِلُّ الْخَوْفِ وَيَذْهَبْ وَيَحِلُّ مَحَلَّهُ الرَّاحَ وَالْأَمْنُ وَتَمَعْنِينَ وَيَزُولُ عَنَ الْقَلْبِ خَلَقُهُ وَاتِّرَابُهُ. Yani, along with these ma'ani al-imaniyya, yani these concepts, these yani imani concepts of yani that of having trust in Allah and faith in Allah and dependence upon Allah, yani believing that Allah's promise is true, these ideas, when the believer has them in their mind and in their heart, when they bring these to mind, they become, they make them, they call to the forefront of their mind and reflect upon these concepts, these ideas of iman. When this is present in the heart of the believer, then fear, yani, vanishes. It goes, it leaves. And it is replaced, in place of it comes, yani, rest and comfort and security and tranquility. And the worry and the anxiety and the uneasiness, yani, desists, leaves them, is removed. Then the Shaykh talks about the other side of this condition, that is the condition which is the opposite of it, that is the condition of al-amnu, safety and security. So if the people are living in safety and security, they are at peace, they are at rest, they have no fear, then they still return to their iman, and it reminds them, يُذَكِّرُهُمْ بِأَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْنُ مِنَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. The iman reminds them that this condition of safety and security that you are enjoying, this is the favor of Allah upon you. He mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Quraysh, 106 Surah, 4th ayah, الَّذِي أَتَعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُعٍ وَآمَنُهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And Allah, He is the one who feeds them from their condition of hunger, removes hunger by feeding them. And He is the one who grants them safety from fear. And these are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're talking about here, yani, safety. But Allah is the one, every favor, every bounty is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in this particular surah. So the safety, feeling safe and secure from fear, this is a favor of Allah that He gives to whomever He wills from His worshippers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives it to whomever He wills. Meaning this is not something that you earned, that you purchased, that you worked hard for. Rather, this is purely the fadl of Allah, the minna of Allah. This is His favor, His bounty that He gives whoever He wills. Nobody actually is entitled to it, can demand it. Rather, this is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is important for us to understand that sometimes if we're praying five times a day and we're reading the Quran and we're trying to study and learn the deen and doing good things, we feel like we're entitled to something. Rather, this is Allah's favor that He gives whoever He wills. This is a favor from Allah. This is a bounty from Allah. And we have to remind ourselves of that, because this is what will enable a person to be thankful, to be grateful. When you realize that this is not something you're entitled to, this is Allah's favor and His bounty that He gives to whomever He wills from amongst His worshippers. No doubt, worshipping Allah, believing in Allah, trying to be obedient to Him, is a means through which a person gets near to Allah, due to which Allah may favor you because of that. But it doesn't mean that you have earned it and you're entitled to it and you can demand it. So when a person is reminded of this, that this is the favor of Allah, and they have this in their mind, then they will not become arrogant. They will not become proud and transgressors because of their condition of safety and security, or their position of strength, or whatever it is that makes them feel safe. They will realize that this is just a favor of Allah. It will not, and it will prevent them from becoming reckless, from becoming arrogant and transgressing against other people. But rather, their iman causes them to praise Allah. يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي مَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهَذَا الْأَمْنُ. He is the one who has favored them with this safety and security. He said, وَيَحْرِصُونَ عَلَى إِسْتِعْمَالِ هَذَا الْأَمْنِ فِيمَا هُوَ طَاعَةٌ لِلَّهِ وَقُرْبَةٌ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So they will be diligent and eager and work hard at trying to use the favor that Allah has given to them, this safety and security. How do you use safety and security? Well, just imagine if you didn't have safety and security. What condition would you be in? How people who are living in constant fear and danger and threat up to their life and their safety and their security and their families, how those people are paralyzed by fear. So the person who has safety and security has to utilize that condition that enables you to function and do what you want to do without being hindered or hampered, to use it in that which is pleasing to Allah. To use that condition in that which will be obedience to Allah and a means of nearness to Allah. It's like the person who is in the hospital bed sick and can't get up and stand and bow and prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who is healthy has to use their good health to stand and bow and prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To use it as a means of, to use it for obedience to Allah, a means of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, the author, rahimahullah, says in the book, so rather than becoming proud and arrogant and reckless, they humble themselves. And they know that this is from Allah, that this is the fadl, the bounty of Allah. And this is the taysir, the ease, the facility that comes from Allah. Therefore they are thankful to Allah. They thank Allah for this safety and security. And they thank Allah for the tawfiq. Ala at-tawfiq lil-asbab allati hasala biha hadha al-amn. Yani they thank Allah for giving them the success to have and to utilize the means through which they were able to attain this safety and security. Here the author, the Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, brings a beautiful point that, subhanAllah, yani, highlights what the author has said here. That they come to know that this is the favor of Allah, and therefore they thank Allah for the favor, and they also thank Allah for giving them success to utilize the means to achieve that favor, that safety and security. What are the means to achieving safety and security? He mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, 24th Surah, 55th Ayah. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has promised, and the promise of Allah is true. He has promised those who believe from amongst you and those who do righteous deeds. And here he mentions, and he's going to mention what he promises them, what he promises the believers, but here he mentions first two of the means to achieve that promise. It is iman and righteous deeds. Look at here, yani, what he mentions here from what the asbab, the means of achieving safety and security and other of the bounties and blessings of Allah. The first of what he mentions is iman and righteous deeds. Yani in this ayah, Allah mentions first iman and righteous deeds. And then he mentions other things. But what he mentions first is the most important thing, the iman and the manifestations of iman by acting upon that iman. Iman and righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them succession. He will make them the successors of the present rulers. That they will come to rule in the earth like He made people before them. Yani, succeed others as rulers in the earth. This is a promise of Allah that He will give this to the people who believe and do good deeds. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي أَرُطَّضَى لَهُمْ. And He will also give them authority, the ability, yani to what? To practice their deen, the deen which He is pleased with for them, the deen that He has chosen for them. Allah, this is a promise from Allah. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And He will also exchange for them, after them having been in fear, He will exchange that condition of fear with safety and security. And then in the end of the ayah, He mentions other of the asbab, or the means of achieving this safety and security. And this authority, the ability to practice one's deen, to be rulers in the earth, He also mentions here, يَعْبُدُونَنِي وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Yani that they will worship me, and that they will not associate anything with me. Yani that they will worship Allah alone, the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the avoidance of shirk. In this ayah He mentions iman, righteous deeds, worship of Allah, and distancing, avoiding shirk, distancing oneself from a shirk. فَالْأَمْنُ ثَمَرَةٌ وَالْأَسْبَابَ الَّتِي أَدَّتْ إِلَيْهَا الْإِيمَانُ وَعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ وَعِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْبُعُدُ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. كلها ذكر في هذه الآية. هذه كلها أسباب لحصول الأمن. He says that iman is the fruit and the means to that lead to achieving this safety and security. He said is what? Iman in Allah, doing righteous deeds, worshipping Allah, and distancing oneself from a shirk. All of these things, all of these, yani, matters are means of achieving, yani, that are mentioned in this ayah, are from amongst the means of achieving al-amn, safety and security. and the blessings of Allah in general. And similar to this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am 6th Surah, 82nd Ayah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ. Yani that those who believe and do not mix up their iman with dhulm, yani with shirk. Yani they have iman in Allah and they don't yani engage in shirk. They don't corrupt their iman with shirk. These, for them, is al-amnu. And they are those who are rightly guided. Yani again, the point is, right, that iman and righteous deeds and distancing oneself from shirk, that these things, the means to achieving that safety and security, that these means are a favor from Allah that He gives to whomever He wills from amongst His servants. These are the causes of the amnu. And the amnu itself that is achieved by these means, yani the musabbab, the sabab and the musabbab, all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives to whomever He wills from amongst His ibad. Yani the thamara, yani the safety and the security is the fadl from Allah that He gives to whomever He wills. And the means to achieve it, iman and righteous deeds. Yani one is not able to do those righteous deeds except that Allah, by His favor and His mercy and His bounty, allows a person to have success in being able to do them. Yani worshipping Allah in general and avoiding shirk, all of this are from the means of achieving safety. The means and the safety itself, all of it, yani is the favor from Allah that He gives to whomever He wills from amongst His worshippers. So Allah, He says, فَهُوَ الَّذِي وَفَّقَ لِلسَّبَبْ وَالْمُسَبَّبْ. Allah is the one who gave you the ability, the success, yani for the means to achieve the safety and security and the safety and security itself. Allah is the one who gave success for the wasila and the thamara, the means to achieve it and the fruit itself. All of it is from Allah. This is the fadl of Allah and that is also the fadl of Allah. All of this, each of these things are from the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result of being reminded of this, as the Shaykh says in the beginning of this discussion, yani when a person returns to the iman at the time of amni, yudhakkiruhum, then the iman will remind them that this safety and this security, it's all, yani, and the means to it is all a favor from Allah. فَيَسْتَشْعِرُونَ ذَلِكَ. So they now become aware and consciously aware that this is really the favor of Allah, and therefore they praise Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Yani the one who has made them believers, mu'mineen, and the one who has made them to be safe, amineen. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given all of this. So they praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has made them muslimeen, and the one who has made them salimeen. Yani to be safe, and to be secure, to have iman and to have Islam. And this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. All of it is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is legislated for the Muslim at the time of sighting the hilal for the beginning of the new month, in the beginning of every single month, that they should recite this supplication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us. Allahumma hallahu alayna. Yani, O Allah, bring it to us. Yani, this new moon and the beginning of the new month, bring it upon us. Bil amni wal imani was salamati wal islami. Yani, O Allah, yani meaning, allow the new moon to come upon us, the new month to begin with, yani al amni wal iman, that we have security and we have faith. Was salamati wal islam, that we have safety and we have Islam. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to recite this at the sighting of the new moon, at the beginning of every month, to remind ourselves again and again and again of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. All of this is from Allah, all of it is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no strength and there is no power, yani, from the people to achieve these things, but rather it is all Allah's favor that He gives to whomever He wills. Wallahu dhu fadl al-azim. And Allah is the one who possesses a magnificent, yani, favor.
bounty, blessing that he gives to his any servants. After this, we go back to the text of the book, and I don't know where we're at now in English, but we're on page 84, at the bottom of page 84. Yani the fifth and sixth points that the author makes concerning the conditions, the various conditions, situations and circumstances that a believer may find themselves in this world, and how they are to respond to them, how they are to act towards them. So he says, وَيَلْجَعُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ إِنْ دَطَاعَ. Yani at the time of obedience, they turn back to their iman. At the time of obedience. وَالتَّوْفِيقِ لِلْعَمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. And at the time of being given the ability or the success to do righteous deeds. When a believer finds theirself, yani engaged in acts of obedience and doing righteous deeds, they return to the iman, seeking guidance and direction for what is the worship that's due to Allah in this situation or circumstances. How am I supposed to act? What am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be saying? And this is so important, because lots of times we find ourselves yani in ghafla. We are just unconscious, unaware, inattentive to our condition, our situation, our circumstance. Sometimes we are not reflecting on the favors of Allah upon us, and they're just passing by. But iman requires yani from the believer that they reflect on these things. And iman will direct us to how we are to act, how we respond. Yani, what is the worship that's due to Allah in every situation or circumstance? So here the author, he says, when they return to the iman, at the time when they are finding themselves engaged in obedience to Allah, and they have been given success to do righteous deeds, to perform the prayers in jama'ah, to stand up in the night, to fast, to give charity, to read the Quran, to be engaged in dhikr and dua. When a person finds themselves in that good condition, engaged in worship, in acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَعْتَرِفُونَ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهَا. Then they acknowledge, they openly acknowledge and confess that this is the ni'mah of Allah upon them, that it is Allah who has blessed them with this. وَأَنَّ نِعْمَتُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَعْظَمْ مِنْ نِعْمَ الْعَافِيَةِ وَالرِّزْقِ. And that this favor of Allah enabling them to do good, to do acts of obedience, that this ni'mah is actually greater than the ni'mah of al-afiyah, or rizq. Yani of being in a well, having, enjoying well-being, and having sustenance and provisions. That this, even if a person was ill, even if they didn't enjoy, yani, the things of this world, they didn't have sufficient provisions, the fact that Allah has given them success to be in a condition of obedience to Him is greater than those things. If Allah has given them this and that, this is greater than that. Yani, the condition of being in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than the other blessings that people seek and desire and are happy about. Actually, this is even greater. So a person should be more happy. If Allah has given them wealth, plenty of provisions, they should be more happy that Allah has given them the ability to worship Him, to be engaged in acts of obedience more than that wealth, more than a new car, more than a big home, more than whatever it is that we enjoy in this world. This actually should affect the heart of the believer in a greater way than anything that we are given in this world of good, of the lawful things that Allah has given us. This is greater than all of that. The Shaykh says, وَكَذَلِكَ يَحْرِصُونَ عَلَى تَكْمِيلِهَا وَعَمَلِي كُلِّ سَبَبٍ لِقَبُولِهَا وَعَدَمْ رَدِّهَا أَوْ نَخْسِهَا. This is a very important point here. I don't know how it comes out in English, but it's probably not going to come out like this. كَذَلِكَ يَحْرِسُونَ. Likewise, not only do they acknowledge that this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, and that this blessing of obedience to Allah is greater than whatever else they may be enjoying in this world, but additionally, likewise, they are diligent and eager عَلَى تَكْمِيلِهَا, in completing and perfecting that ni'mah. Yani a person has been given success to worship Allah, to pray to Him in the night. Then they are diligent in what? In trying to perfect that prayer in the night. Not just to perform prayer in the night, but to perfect it, to complete it and to perfect it, to do it better than they have been doing it. Naam. And to do everything. عَمَلِ كُلِّ سَبَبٍ لِقَبُولِهَا. Do everything that will be the means to its being accepted. Now that you have done it, you have to do whatever is necessary to make sure that Allah accepts it. Because a person does a good deed doesn't mean Allah has to accept it.
That's also a favor from Allah that He accepts it. Because what we have offered to Allah is not yani befitting of what He is due. It is not yani, Allah is more deserving of what we are offering to Him. The way we are performing prayers and the way we are fasting and how we are conducting ourselves while we are fasting. Allah is deserving of greater than this. So now we have to work hard to do those things so that it will be accepted. Yani if it is prayer, to do the things that to make that prayer acceptable to Allah. Yani to perform it in the way that Allah has legislated according from the Prophet ﷺ. To perform it in accordance with the sunnah. To perform it with ikhlas. To perform it with al-khushur. Yani to work hard at doing those things that will cause it to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that it will not be rejected. And that it will not be defective. So that it will not be rejected, and so that it will not be defective. Yani, to do whatever we can to perfect it, so it will not be defective. And to do whatever we can so it will be accepted and will not be rejected. وَيَسْأَلُونَ الَّذِي تَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالتَّوْفِيقِ لَهَا أَنْ يُتِمَّ عَلَيْهِمْ نِعْمَتَهُ بِقَبُولِهَا. And then to ask Allah, yani after working hard at perfecting it, and doing the things that are necessary in order for it to be accepted, then to supplicate to Allah, to ask the one who has favored us with the success to do it, ask Him to complete His favor upon us by accepting it. Yani the one who favored us to do it, to now ask Him to accept it. وَالَّذِي تَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِحُصُولِ أَصْلِهَا أَنْ يُتَمِّمَ لَهُمْ مِنْهَا مَا انْتَقَصُهُ مِنْهَا. Yani, and also to ask the one who has favored them to actually be able to do that act originally, now to ask him to complete his favor upon them, or to يُتَمِّمَ لَهُمْ مِنْهَا, yani to complete or to do that which would perfect it, any defect in it, yani to perfect the defects in it. Yani to ask the one who allowed us to do it to also allow us to complete and perfect whatever shortcomings existed in that deed. Yani what the author has mentioned in this paragraph is azim. This is not something that you read every day in a book. What he has explained here, that it is a favor from Allah that he has allowed you to be obedient to him and to do righteous deeds, that you have to acknowledge and recognize that this is a favor from Allah upon you. And then you have to be diligent and eager in completing and perfecting that deed so that it doesn't have a defect, and asking him to help you to perfect it so that it doesn't come to him in a defective form. And also, yani, to be diligent and eager in what? In doing those things that due to which it will be accepted by Allah and not rejected. And then to ask him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, to enable you to do that, to perfect it, to remove its defects. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the success to do some good deeds, then it is incumbent upon us to realize that those good deeds could be defective, and we want to perfect them by help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is possible that those good deeds may not be accepted by Allah. He doesn't have to accept them. So we have to work hard at doing the things that we know from the sunnah that are means through which a deed is accepted. And then we have to ask Allah to accept it. We have to also supplicate to Him, asking Him to accept it. So the Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abad and brother Hafidhumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them, he says in his commentary, he says in his commentary concerning this particular point, that this is also a time or a circumstance or situation in which a person turns back to their iman, yani to the realization and the actualization of iman at the time of obedience to Allah, and the one that follows that at the time of disobedience to Allah. First, he talks about obedience to Allah. فَإِذَا حَصَلَ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ الطَّاعَ. So if the yani person, the human being, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani achieves yani some act of obedience to Allah, whether it's prayer, fasting, hajj, umrah, yani being dutiful to parents, keeping ties of relations, or other than that, from the acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
At that time, a person should turn back to their iman, and they will, and recognize that this act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only by the tawfiq of Allah and the favor of Allah upon them. And if it were not for the help and support and aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, then they would not have been from amongst those people who are performing prayers. As there are many Muslims who consider themselves Muslims who are not performing the prayers, the salat, or not performing them on time, or not for the men performing them in jama'ah and so on. So we would not be from amongst those people who are performing the prayers. We would not have been from amongst the people who are performing the doing the fast, or making hajj, or umrah, if it were not for the help, the ma'una from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah mentions in Surah An-Nur, 24th surah, 21st ayah, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That if it wasn't for the favor of Allah and the mercy of Allah upon you, not one of you would have been made pure, ever. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ, but it is Allah who purifies whomever He wills. This is a favor from Allah. Yani if you see yourself as being yani a worshipper of Allah, who's doing good and worshiping Allah, if you consider yourself, if you imagine that you are like that, this is indeed the favor and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadl of Allah alaykum wa rahmatuhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 83rd ayat, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعَتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That if it wasn't for the favor of Allah and the mercy of Allah upon you, then you all would have been following shaitan, except a very few. That could have been our condition as well, if not for the favor of Allah upon us. And he mentions also from Surah Hujurat, 49th Surah, 7th and 8th ayat, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَقَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. But it was Allah who made endeared, beloved to you, iman. And He is the one who adorned it in your hearts. And He is the one who made disbelief and disobedience and sin hated by you. These are those who are rightly guided. This, being rightly guided and being in this condition of loving iman and hating kufr and fusuq and isyan, this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His favor and His bounty, His blessing upon you. And Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. Then the Shaykh also mentioned a number of other ayats. And I realize that it's going to be too much. Anyway, these inshallah are sufficient to make the point that everything of good is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person becomes, the believer becomes conscious that his obedience, or every act of obedience, is the fadl from Allah and the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it were not for the fadl of Allah and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us to be doing these acts of obedience, then we would not be from the people of obedience. For this reason, the believer praises Allah for His favor. And they ask Allah to make easy for them, to facilitate for them this obedience that they are doing and that He accepted from them. And they ask forgiveness. For the defects in their acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for their shortcomings in fulfilling the duties that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have hope from their Rabb that He accepts it from us, that we have hope from Allah that He accepts it from us. And we have hope from Allah that He helps us to have an increase in these acts of obedience. And then he mentions the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Mu'adh, إني أحبك فلا تضعن دبر كل صلاة أن تقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عباداتك. يعني that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Mu'adh, indeed I love you, so do not leave off at the end of every salat saying, O Allah, help me to remember you, to be thankful to you, and to worship you in the best manner. This is a supplication that we should try to yani say frequently, O Allah, help me, aid me, assist me to remember you and to be thankful to you and to worship you in the best manner. And this supplication has an explanation that is of great importance that we need to go back to at another time. Yani, knowing that this salat that we have performed, we have not performed it except by help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is finished from the prayer, then they should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more help to do future acts of obedience and to perform salat in the future, other prayers. Yani, the one who has facilitated for you to perform this prayer, ask him to make you, and the one who has made you from the people of prayer, ask him after this to help you to perform the future prayers and to give you success in performing the future prayers. And this turning back to one's iman, yani, enables the person to have a light to shine on the way, the road of obedience and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the person is living with their iman with an increase. Yani, that the iman is the means of increase of obedience. And that they are asking Allah to increase them in the acts of yani qurbat, yani the things that make one near to Allah and the good deeds that are pleasing to Allah. And especially this is so for the one who turns back to their iman in the way that yani in the best way possible, that they actually really in every situation or circumstance turn back to iman and look for guidance from iman of how they should be acting. So from the fruits of iman is that at the time of obedience, at the time of doing an act of obedience, like whether it's prayer or fasting or charity or other than that, that the believer, the mu'min, turns back to the iman. فَيَهَدِّهِ إِمَانُهُ, then his iman guides him. إِلَى أَنَّ هَذَا مِنَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, to recognize, to realize that this is the favor of Allah upon him. So he praises Allah for that. And then he also has hope that Allah will accept it. And he has hope that Allah will increase him in more acts of obedience and other acts of worship. I want to finish this, even quickly, inshallah. I know that we're at the time, at the hour, but inshallah, let's try to at least finish this particular, this final point that the author makes that goes with yani obedience, disobedience. That the believer returns to يَلْجَعُونَ إِلَى الْإِمَانِ إِذَا بْتُلُوا بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْمَعَاسِي بِالْمُبَادَرَةِ إِلَى التَّوْبَةِ مِنْهَا وَعَمَلِ مَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ لِجَبْرِ نَقْصِهَا. Yani, that the believer, at the time of being tested or tried with disobedience to Allah, hastens to repentance from that sin. And then they also try to do those things, whatever they are able, of good deeds to fix, yani, the defect that is caused by the acts of disobedience. Yani, that a person, when they find themselves committing an act of disobedience to Allah, when they realize that, they turn back to their iman. The iman directs them and guides them to tawbah, to hasten to repentance without delay. And also to hasten to doing those things that can correct the defect, can fix the defect that's caused by that act of obedience. Then the author mentions, and he closes with this, on this particular point, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Surah Al-A'raf, I think it's the 7th surah, 201st ayah. That indeed, those who, the people of taqwa, when they are touched by a ta'if of min al-shaytan, yani thoughts from shaytan, whisperings from shaytan that cause them to do evil, they remember Allah and it causes them to see. And after this, the shaykh mentions the hadith, which we'll talk about next week, inshallah, and then he closes this subject, which we'll close next week, بإذن الله تعالى. I'm just going to close with the comments of Shaykh Abdul Razak. He says, concerning this, when the person is in the condition of being tested with falling into sin, some type of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says that every human being, al-mar'u urdatun lil-wukuf al-ma'asi, yani that every human being is subject to falling into sin. Nobody is free from this. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu bani adam qatta'un, to the end of the hadith, that every human being commits sin. So sinning is something, is waqi'un, hasilun. It has to happen. It has to occur. Nobody is free from sin.
And the human being, it is yani a necessity that they fall into some error or some sin. So, if in that time that the person has fallen to sin, they turn back to the iman. دَعَ إِمَانُهُ إِلَى الْمُبَادَرَةِ إِلَى التَّوْبَةِ Then the iman calls them to hasten to repentance. And for this reason you find the believer, if they have fallen into sin, their nafs, the nafs of the mu'min, begins to take call them to account. أَمَا تَخْشَى اللَّهِ أَمَا تَخَافَ اللَّهِ أَمَا تَخْشَى اللَّهِ اللَّهُ مُطَّلِعَ عَلَيَّ سَتَقِفْ أَمَامَ اللَّهِ يُحَاسِبُكَ عَلَى هَذَا الذَّنْبِ Yani the nafs of the believer reminds them, don't you fear Allah? Allah is watching you. Allah sees what you're doing. You will stand before Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah will call you to account for the sin. What will you say when you are standing in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Turn back. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the nafs of the mu'min. You will find that this is what's happening in the heart of the believer at the time when they're committing a sin. This is the result of one's iman, turning back to iman. So the iman returns that person, causes them to turn to tawbah, to repent to Allah, to turn back to Allah. Al-inaba, to return to Allah, yani to cease what they're doing of sins and to do good deeds. The iman calls them to hasten to tawbah and to do whatever they are able to do of good deeds to fix the defect caused by their sin. And here he mentions the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْهُوَى And follow up, yani, an evil deed with a good deed. It will erase it, it will remove it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ That indeed, good deeds remove sins. In Surah Tuhud, 11th Surah, 114th Ayah. So the believer at the time of committing a sin is diligent and eager in hastening to repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one side, and as well being diligent and eager on the other side of seeking an increase in good deeds that remove sins. Yani, the good deeds that remove sins. And then he closes by saying, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the ayat that the author mentioned in the book, that indeed, yani, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ Yani, that the people of taqwa, when they are afflicted by some evil thoughts, whisperings from shaitan, he said this means, yani ta'ifun min shaitan, it means wasawis. Yani the whisperings of shaitan, when they are affected by it, from shaitan, tuthiru fi nufusihim al-wuqoo fi maharram wa irtikab al-khatiyah. Yani when shaitan incites or stimulates, arouses in the human being, something that will cause them to fall into that which is haram, or to commit a sin, تذكروا. Yani the iman reminds them. Yani this is, reminds them to return to Allah, to repent to Allah, to turn back to good. It reminds them, and therefore they're able to see, and then the, yani the grief and the sorrow of the commission of the sin, yani subsides, and it ceases. Yani, and they avoid, yani falling into that which is haram, when they are reminded by the iman, yani, to fear Allah and to repent to Allah and to turn back to Allah, their Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the Shaykh mentions the hadith about the believer, the example of the believer, and the example of iman is like the horse that's tied to a post, and it goes forth, roams back and forth, but then it returns back to its post. The explanation of this hadith and the discussion of it, inshallah, we'll talk about next week. And the final paragraph where the author summarizes this particular fruit of iman, that iman is the malja of the believers that they turn back to in every situation or circumstance. And then next week, بإذن الله تعالى, we will take the next fruit. بإذن الله تعالى, نعم. That's what we said last week, right? طيب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.